Welcome to the Engage podcast from Blackbaud, the podcast for people dedicated to purpose-driven work. From nonprofit fundraising and finance to grant making, education, and corporate social responsibility, we're talking with sector experts and thought leaders about the best practices and latest trends that will help you grow your impact.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dan Keyworth, Vice President of Customer Success Modernization at Blackbaud. And today I'm thrilled to be joined by Josh Kligman, co-founder and CEO of StoryRaise. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing how to increase donor retention through various ways of engagement. So welcome to the show, Josh, and please tell us a bit more about yourself and the work you do.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me. My name is Josh Kligman. I'm the co-founder and CEO of a company named StoryRaise. And we're in Washington, D.C., and we love to help nonprofits and foundations and educational institutions engage donors through technology that helps donors see the impact of storytelling. And that's through impact reports and donor reports and saying thank you.
That's fantastic. So why don't we start off? How do you find unique ways to engage donors when they are so busy?
Yeah, they are really busy. And I like to think of, you know, myself when I'm jumping from activity to activity or meeting to meeting. And then all of a sudden I get distracted because my phone rings or you get a text or the doorbell rings because so many people work at home now. And there's a lot of competition. And the competition is not just the other nonprofits that are out there or other fundraisers that are asking for donations. The competition is everything that's going on besides that monetary value. And there's also volunteer time to consider. And it really comes down to storytelling. If your storytelling is really captivating, I think that's a way to draw them back in. But it's got to be specific. And it's got to pull at those memories that that those donors have. So if you're talking about educational institutions, you got to talk about things that are on campus, just for example, so that those memories can come back and people can think about how they relate to those stories. So they have to be really relatable. It's interesting. We did a survey, Dan, not too long ago amongst our nonprofit customers who said that regarding transparency, they said that, you know, I think 80% of them told us that if impact reports and their donor reports really show transparency, that they believe that they would be able to increase the monetary value in terms of gifts. So one thing we like to think about at StoryRaise is this idea of increasing engagement, and that'll help with the retention piece. So technology, storytelling, it's really very important.
There's so many important themes that you've touched on there, including, of course, transparency and how to tell an inspiring impact story. That can you want that to be a really personalized experience. So how does technology help you to achieve that?
Yeah, well, let's start with the fundamentals of the storytelling, then we'll tie in technology. So with the basics of storytelling, I think you have to intentionally highlight the beneficiaries of the gifts. So if your nonprofit put a playground in a neighborhood and kids are playing in that playground, are you going to go and tell the donors a story about how the playground is there? That's good, right? It's very pertinent to the story and the gift they made. Or are you going to tell a story about the individual families or kids that are on that playground and now they have X to do instead of Y after school, and you made a real difference in the community and you're showing great level of detail in terms of how your gift and that playground are changing the community. So you have to go deep there. And then you have to think about how the donors are receiving the story and where they're reading about it. I think that's where the tech piece comes in. You know, in the old days, let's say a year ago, right, you have maybe a PDF or a flipbook or something that can tell that story, and that's good. But I think mobile-friendly stories is a huge piece of the puzzle now. We see about 60% of the digital impact annual and donor reports that are read on our platform being read on cell phones. Mm-hmm. And if you think about any PDF you kind of open where you have to kind of pinch and zoom in to see the details sometimes when there's a lot of text and images and everything, it's not so friendly. So I think technology allows, you know, the way you tell stories on mobile to be, you know, presenting itself in a way that's very easy to read, that can include things like video or social media stories that are already told, but just to be incorporated in part of the storytelling in a way that's packaged up to look really nice. You know, we talked earlier about, you know, having a short window to get someone's attention. Technology, I think, could be a big piece of that. I don't know if you see this at Blackbaud, but we see a lot, Dan, of personalization being told. I think that ties into technology too.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, technology helps you to deliver a really personalized experience, but at scale. And scale is so important now. And you know, you mentioned the world is changing, yeah, even in the last year. And certainly, you know, as we went through the pandemic, so much has changed about the way that we engage, the expectations of our donors, of our stakeholders for engagement. I'd love you to share perhaps, you know, what are some of the use cases that you're hearing from the nonprofits, the charities, the educational institutions you're engaging over about how they're engaging donors today?
Yeah, I mean, I these use cases are wide and vast, and I think they come from different industries and verticals. So starting with annual reports and impact reports, we see these web versions of them that that hit the mark with being responsive on mobile out there, coming from organizations like Goodwill, for instance. And they're very good at their craft of telling a story through a impact report or an annual report. I think that they also have a great focus on the geography of their donor makeup too. So they segment out their audiences and think about, you know, who's in the United States versus who's in Europe. And they have an international version of their impact report from last year. And you can see it right on their website at goodwill.org. So that's a great example of personalization at its most basic form, in just terms of thinking about your audiences. Then we see different K-12 independent schools and higher ed institutions creating donor reports. And donor reports really is a use case where it's, you know, it's one-to-one for the most part, where you have one mid or major level donor that's given a lot of money and helped you out. And we see this sometimes in private family foundations too, where you just want to say thank you, right? Similar to an annual report or impact report, but you're diving deep into what that one person or that one small group has done. And I've seen this done really well at the University of Maryland with a lot of their fundraising practices, where they're showcasing in a very short, simple story, a short report, you know, how they've impacted, you know, certain programs. Endowment reports is another use case where we see either one-to-one or one-to-many, where there's supporters across higher end institutions. And it's really similar in healthcare too, with reports that are showcasing how funds are helping patients. And that's where personalization can go really deep. And this is an interesting use case where technology can help speed that up, because what we see some organizations like some United Way chapters and healthcare foundations do is they pull data actually from Blackbaud. So this can come from, you know, great products you have like, you know, Razor's Edge or the CRM, and automatically populate the reports. So technology is allowing, in this case of personalized impact reports or endowment reports, and I'll include scholarship reports in there as well, to really populate thousands of different reports very, very quickly, instead of a manual process where you go through something like Excel and you're mapping different fields. Then on the fundraising side, I think we see some great things like solicitation reports as a use case. Event teams are creating recaps of events. But more and more, we're just seeing this, I'd say, this broad use case of saying thank you, and including quick messages and videos on landing pages using technology just for a quick thank you. And these are all use cases we see at StoryRaise that we create simple templates for.
That's fantastic. And yeah, you sort of touched there on the importance of doing these things efficiently, because there's so many stories to tell. And the more effectively you can do this, the broader the audience you can reach. And it was interesting hearing across those different parts of the social impact ecosystem the nuances of the use cases, but clearly still a resounding theme that donors and your other audiences, they want to hear about impact. They want to hear about the difference they're making and that your institution is making. And you know, one of the things that I think we've seen is as more and more stakeholders are focused on the cause that's being driven perhaps rather than the institution, how are you able to tell your impact story of how you're making a difference to the world or to your communities? So, you know, from all of your experiences, how does the current donor landscape that you see today, how does that look compared to years ago? And how's the digital world around us changing that landscape?
Yeah, the data landscape has certainly changed. And I think nonprofits and foundations have gotten so much better about segmenting audiences, and technologies of great help there too. You know, whether organizations are gathering information as new donors are coming into the fundraising pipeline, or they're registering volunteers, or people are just coming to their website and they have great technology like a Blackbaud to understand more about those donors that are coming in. It's easy to put different types of stakeholders in different buckets. So that's not just about how much the size of the gift is, but it's also about the donor's interest levels too. I had worked at a youth development nonprofit in the US prior to my role now. And one of the things that we focused on was which programs donors were interested in. And a lot of those donors were deeply connected to the organization because they were part of that organization when they were younger. So, you know, they, you know, sometimes weren't giving an unrestricted gift. And if that happens, you got to take note of that, because it's not just about recording it to have it, but when it's time to show impact later and tell those stories, you can tell donors in different audience segments or different buckets different stories based on what you know that they're interested in. You know, some organizations do a great, great job of segmenting that out so that the major donors get a certain story, mid-level donors get a certain story, and so on. And that's important. But if you knew that, let's say you had an arts program and a sciences program, and you knew which donors were interested in the arts program versus the sciences program, and you can give them a quarterly newsletter that talks about one program versus the other, you could drive those call to actions like participate in this, sign up for more news about this, donate to this. And I bet you'd have more engagement, and I bet you'd start to see an uptick in the retention. We see that time and time again.
Yeah, you remind me of something I often thought about from my time working in university fundraising, that you know, oftentimes it was tempting to talk to that individual about what they studied when they were an undergraduate 30 years ago. But actually, if you could tell the impact story about the things that they're interested in today, their philanthropic passions as they are now, how much more compelling that can be to talk to them as who they are as an individual today. And that kind of segmentation can be so impactful. So, you know, you're having these fantastic engagement efforts, engaging with your audiences. How do you then use the data after an engagement effort to determine the next steps?
Yeah, I think those next steps are really about the basics of storytelling and keeping up with it. It's often required by boards and just done every year that you know, nonprofits are creating, you know, annual reports, right? And you're kind of checking that box. And it's important. But there's all these moments in between throughout the year, like these use cases we were talking about earlier, where you can kind of keep up with it. And it could be as simple as a newsletter. It could be as simple as leveraging the last annual report you made or impact report and using that version of it to just create quarterly type updates, and then keeping your board informed. But, you know, identify who those major stakeholders are and then just keep it up throughout the year. You know, with storytelling, it's not that you have to constantly come up with new content. You know, the stories that you're telling on social media and that you're putting in your newsletter and you're putting in your report probably have so much overlap. You know, repurposing it over and over is a good thing. Your audience probably didn't hear the story 10 times like you think they might have. Maybe they heard it once, but it's a chance to drive it home. And it's kind of like, you know, if you haven't heard from someone in a while, or they haven't heard from you, you don't know what's going on. And then you're less likely to be engaged, and you're more likely to be surprised. I think on the marketing communication side of donor engagement, more is better.
Makes complete sense. And it's a really good piece of advice, our listeners, that just because you've told a story doesn't mean all of your listeners, all of your audience have actually heard that story. And even if they haven't heard it, doesn't mean there can't be great value in telling them again and reinforcing the value of that impact several times. So I've got one final question for you. We've talked about personalization a couple of times, but tell our audience, how do you leverage personalization to grab the attention in impact reports, in donor communication pieces?
I think there's these pieces that we just talked about, and putting it all together is really how you can grab the best attention. So, you know, I'll think of this example that a university foundation is doing at LSU, and I see the same thing at Scarborough Health Network Foundation in Canada, where they're creating these great stories of impact. They're creating them to be web-based reports. And then they're leveraging the data that they already have sitting there at Blackbaud and dragging all that data in to personalize it really fast, but tell the right audience segments the right story. So, you know, they're leveraging technology by creating really one report, pulling all the data in, and then they can send thousands of the different, you know, other versions out. And it's kind of like that playground story example I gave where, you know, you just put your feet inside the shoes of the person receiving it and think about how that story could be really meaningful to them in terms of how their gift is making a difference, where their neighbor might see a different story plugged into that one piece of real estate in an impact report. And, you know, that can go a long way. It takes a little time up front, I think, to think of the strategy, but you could track results. And we didn't really talk about metrics, but afterwards, what metrics are there in the world of impact reports? Sure, you could see if someone opened it and what the click-through rate was. One of the things that we're introducing at StoryRaise is the idea of donor engagement scores and seeing how engaged your donor is with clicking through reports, not how much time they're spending on it. The doorbell can ring, you can leave the browser open, and you could think your donors are spending hours on your reports. But how many times are they clicking through your actual report?
Yep.
And really engaging. Then when you go to lunch with that $1 million donor tomorrow, you'll have some more insights that you didn't have last year.
That is fantastic. Well, look, there are some really strong recommendations that you've shared with, and that's a great way to end the show. And it's really clear that there's just so much possibility in this idea and this area of storytelling, both from a donor acquisition perspective, but also critically from a donor retention perspective. So thank you so much, Josh, for joining us today, for sharing your expertise. And I hope all our listeners have enjoyed today's podcast episode. And we definitely encourage everyone to check out the show notes for more resources as well. So very much hope our listeners will join us once again soon for another episode of the Engage podcast. And thank you so much again, Josh.
Thank you.